Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Thursday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include an update on the man who allegedly sprayed a liquid at Congressman Ilhan Omar, a legislative proposal to protect vaccine access in the state, and a busy time of year for Minnesota hockey fans. But we begin with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announcing a comprehensive legislative package to fight fraud in state programs.
Walz says the plan builds on steps that are already being taken when it comes to fraud detection, strengthened investigative authority, and increased criminal penalties. During a press conference, his anger and frustration with the Trump administration's new plan to withhold some Medicaid funding simmering beneath the surface.
This is a targeted retribution against a state that the president doesn't like. The real shame in all this is, this is a state that does health care as well as anybody.
State Medicaid Director John Connolly saying they have been rooting out fraud for a year and a half.
We've substantiated a number of actions before CMS engaged us in December. So the claim that this is necessary to make sure that we're serious about fighting fraud is just not credible.
Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And WCCO's Taylor Rivera with more on the pause in funding.
Vice President J.D. Vance announcing the administration is temporarily halting an estimated $260 million in funding to the state over fraud concerns.
The providers on the ground in Minnesota have actually already been paid. The state has paid those providers the money. What we're doing is we are stopping the federal payments that will go to the state government until the state government takes its obligations seriously.
Vance making the announcement alongside Dr. Mehmet Oz, who heads the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Oz says they've notified the state and says the funds can still be made available, but only after the state proposes and acts on a comprehensive corrective action plan. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
A head-on crash near Lake Mille Lacs killed four people and seriously injured another. Here's WCCO's Susie Jones.
The Minnesota State Patrol reporting the crash happened yesterday on Highway 159 near Shakopee Lake Road. About 7 o'clock, they say a 21-year-old woman was driving north when she crossed the center line and hit a sedan traveling southbound with four people inside.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The suspect who allegedly sprayed a liquid at Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar will remain behind bars. CBS Justice correspondent Scott McFarland has more.
Federal judge in Minnesota has ordered Anthony Kaczmarek to remain in jail pending future hearings in his criminal case. Kaczmarek is the man accused of an attack against Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at a town hall meeting in recent weeks. Kaczmarek's accused of spraying a liquid toward Omar. The judge says the allegations are so serious that release conditions are not advisable.
Representative Ilhan Omar's State of the Union guest has been hospitalized after being arrested. Elia Rahman, a disabled Minneapolis resident, was arrested by Capitol Police for apparently refusing to sit down during the president's address. She's now being treated at a local hospital. Congresswoman Omar has since called for a full investigation into what she describes as a heavy-handed response by law enforcement. Authorities are expected to provide further details as they review the incident and the specific charges.
Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A former Hennepin County judge shared his thoughts on the difficulties involved in setting a bail amount in the aftermath of a double fatal shooting on Monday.
Eddie Duncan posted bail on Sunday and Monday was released. Within hours, he allegedly killed two family members in North Minneapolis. Hennepin County attorney Mary Moriarty defended the case, saying her office had asked for a higher bail amount, but in the end, the judge set it at $35,000. Retired judge Kevin Burke on the weight of that decision.
You don't have much information. You can't keep everybody in jail.
He told WCCO's Chad Hartman, it is every judge's nightmare.
You set bail, it's seemed like a reasonable number. The prosecutor had agreed with you. And then, allegedly, the defendant goes out and kills two people.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
DFL State Senator Matt Klein unveils a proposal for an independent science commission to protect vaccine access.
Klein, a physician at Mayo Clinic, wants to establish a state-level science-based healthcare commission and mandate that insurance companies cover essential immunizations.
Parents across Minnesota need to know they have reliable information on what they should be giving their kids for vaccines. Adults need it too. And we've got great healthcare resources here in Minnesota. Mayo Clinic, University of Minnesota. I thought we should muster our best intellectual talent and give Minnesotans reliable information on what's best for their health in this moment.
The proposal follows recent federal shifts in vaccine eligibility and funding. The bill now awaits a potential hearing in the legislative session where it would require bipartisan support to move forward. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. Minnesota's largest level one trauma hospital in need of a transfusion of money. Leaders with Hennepin Healthcare and Hennepin County going before the Senate committee yesterday asking the state to approve a 1 cent sales tax for Hennepin County that they say would cover the costs. Hennepin County Commissioner Angela Conlon.
It's a source of revenue that's stable. We can't rely on property taxes to do it. In fact, we wouldn't be able to levy high enough to do it. And we can't put that burden on the backs of property taxpayers. So we are very limited in the amount of revenue or income that comes in.
She says the hospital has already cut $50 million. We'll need $150 million more in cuts to stay afloat.
A cool interaction between a well-loved foodie and some members of the United States women's hockey team.
Included in the bunch was Minnesota Frost professional hockey players Kelly Pan and Lee Steckline. After winning their gold medal victory over Canada, they were invited to visit Ristorante Ratana to eat risotto with actor Stanley Tucci. During the meal, Panic asked him this.
What position would you want to play?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Forward.
Okay.
Yeah, goal scorer. I can see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Absolutely.
Right? And just emanating.
Yeah. Oh. You've got finesse, I can tell.
The story first aired on NBC during the Olympics. The Frost returned to action Sunday on the road against Montreal. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally today, it's almost March Madness time for Minnesota hockey fans.
Five teams punched their ticket to next week's state high school hockey tournament last night, including Edina in Class 2A, earned their 44th overall trip to the state, and White Bear Lake, who stunned Stillwater in overtime.
Here's Nash Road. Carries the puck into the zone. Road. A drive. Score! Nash Road! Game winner!
That audio provided by Let's Play Hockey. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 on the go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the on the go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.